Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned and with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." Then they asked him, "Teacher, when will this happen? And what sign will there be when all these things are about to happen?" He answered, "See that you do not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and 'the time has come.' Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky. Before all this happens, however, they will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." The Gospel of the Lord. If anyone ever tells us that Christianity is an easy lifestyle, I hope you chuckle, because hearing these readings about the end times and people hating us and persecuting us and speaking ill of us and killing us and all that is not exactly an easy road. Jesus constantly says, the road is wide to the kingdom of heaven. You can go any which way. You'll get there because God loves everybody, and everybody's going to heaven. Whoopee! Does Jesus ever say that anywhere? Anywhere? No. He says things to us like, the way is hard, the way is narrow, the way is carefully set out for you. Come, take up your cross and follow me. And we might think a cross is something we wear as a piece of jewelry, and that's certainly fine because we're commemorating the suffering of our Savior on the cross. But that cross was not an easy thing for him. He tells us to take up our cross daily and follow him. So when he was talking to some of the folks at the temple, and he was teaching in the temple precincts and telling them the good news of the kingdom of heaven, he said this to them: they will persecute you. They will rise up against you. They will utter all manner of lies about you. They will gossip about you. They will tell stories about you. They will put some of you to death. And that, when they're all happy on their Saturday morning Sabbath, and they're looking at the temple and thinking, this is a beautiful place. And the Lord's temple is a beautiful place. And we come week by week to this temple of the Lord to receive something spiritual, something divine, something from heaven, something that comes down from heaven to earth, a special gift from God. And that gift is the holy sacrifice of the Mass. The sacrifice of the Mass, the sacrifice of Calvary, the sacrifice of Sinai and Pentecost, all the great events that God shows us in history is encapsulated right here at this altar when we offer up bread and wine and he gives us back his body and blood. He is showing us that simple things can be transformed, that we can be transformed. Because as we come and receive his most precious body and blood, we become something more than just ourselves. We become something divine. We become something more like him. Day by day, he is working out by grace his perfection for us. He gives us warnings all through the end of this church year. Do not be deceived, for many will come in my name saying, I am he and the time has come. We've been told in our society in this United States of America that we've been pretty good all along. We won World War II. We came back with a fervor, a strength. We knew we could do it all. And yet, we've been overrun by atheism. People are thinking, everybody goes to heaven, right? God is a loving God. We don't even really need God. We can all just go to heaven without God. That makes no sense at all. Heaven is where God is. God shows us what heaven is. He promises to bring us to him the more we become like him. It's not that you can just do your own thing. And everybody here today knows that. That's why you come. You come to the holy sacrifice of the Mass to offer yourselves, to offer myself, to offer all of us together as one in a unity with Christ in God. Jesus also tells us, don't be terrified by the world around us. You will hear about wars and insurrections. People will be fighting on the news every day. Everything looks hostile. But we're not to be like that. We have to stand up and give the good examples of what Jesus talks about in his good news. And Paul today talks about a Christian congregation in Thessalonica. He says, you know how one must imitate us, for we did not act in a disorderly way among you, nor did we eat food received free from anyone. On the contrary, in toil and drudgery, night and day, we worked so as not to burden any of you. Not that we do not have the right. Rather, we wanted to present ourselves as a model for you so that you might imitate us. Paul is not bragging here. He's telling us to be imitators of Christ, of Christ. And that's what we are supposed to be imitating in our daily lives. When we go out and we go to our workplace, or we go out and we talk to strangers at the supermarket, or we might go down to Sheetz where all the good food is. Well, not really. Yeah, I guess I go there too much. We are being a model. People are seeing us, and they know that we are Catholics. They know that we are Christians. If we are cheerful, if we try our best to be kind to other people, if we hold our anger when the people are going around the circle and crashing, we hold ourselves back from saying things that we shouldn't say. Paul talks about the people, and the one thing he talks about here in this should really strike us, because this never happens at our own parish. We hear that many of you are not keeping busy, but minding the business of others. They were gossiping. Can you imagine? Such people we instruct and urge in the Lord Jesus Christ to work quietly and to eat their own food. His social consciousness was very developed in those days. We also hear this warning from the book of Malachi. Lo, the day is coming, blazing like an oven, when all the proud and all the evildoers will be stubble, and the day that is coming will set them on fire, leaving them neither root nor branch, says the Lord of hosts. And if we stopped right there, that would be pretty dire news, because Malachi the prophet was seeing the end of the world and the coming of the Son of Man. But God promises something further. But for you who revere my name, there will arise the Son of Justice with its healing rays. We kind of have this method in Holy Scripture that we're shown the dire, the awful, the worst possible case. And then we're showed the mercy of God. That is the true grace of our Lord. He gives us mercy. He gives us more time to correct the things in our lives. And some may say, oh, well, it's really too late for me. I've gone too far. God will never accept me. God doesn't even like me. I don't even like myself. But the truth of the matter is that God goes out like the shepherd seeking the lost. He looks for the lame. He looks for the ones who are suffering. And he helps them with his grace. Think about it. What do the sacraments do? Baptism cleanses us from original sin. Baptism washes us and cleanses us so that we are prepared for the next step. The next step is consciousness that Jesus asks us to repent and believe the good news. We repent as we come to the confessional, as we come to penance, when we offer our sins to God and tell him of our unworthiness. The priest in return will speak of the mercy of God, that God will help. God doesn't expect us to be perfect yet. But the one who comes and tells us the lie that because we are imperfect that God rejects us is the devil. The devil will tell us constantly, you're not worth it. You can't ever improve. It's too late. So if you ever hear that voice, pray the prayer of St. Michael to drive away the devil. Because God has never said that to anyone. He doesn't say, it's too late for you. He says, repent and believe the good news. Jesus came to this earth to help us understand that better. And so that we would always have him to the end of time, he instituted the blessed sacrament of the altar, where he continuously gives us his body and blood from the cross. He gives us his body and blood, and he stays and remains with us forever in the Blessed Sacrament, in the tabernacle. He always is with us. He is never so far away that we cannot find him. In holy matrimony, men and women join together for the purpose of raising children and their own consolation. That's a beautiful sacrament. The sacrament of holy orders puts forth before you a consecrated priest who is a celibate, who will take care of you. Extreme unction, anointing of the sick, is our consolation when we are hurting really badly, when we are suffering, when we have people, and we have them in our parish who we need to pray for every day, the sick. Confirmation, the sacrament, when our children come to adulthood and they make a promise to God that they will do their best as adult Catholics to continue in their education, to continue seeking him, to look for him. It's not a graduation ceremony. It's the beginning of a life, an adult life of responsibility. The church is founded to give us the sacraments, to be Jesus in the world. Your part and my part may differ slightly, but when we imitate Jesus and we go out in the world, we can help him save the world. Stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand.